Coast Radio News Watch. The truth verified.
Northwest businessman Brown Mohotsi says Vusi Kat Matlala claimed he paid money to National Police Commissioner Fanima Semola and former Police Minister Becky Gele. Mohotsi has claimed at the Madlanga Commission in Pretoria that he's been working as a crime intelligence agent who was investigating the alleged cartel leader. He claims Matlala was at the center of a crime intelligence report under the alias John Wick. Mohotsi says he flagged issues with the awarding of Matlala's multi-million rand police tender with suspended Deputy National Commissioner Shadrack Sibiya. He says Sibiya gave him the contact details for Matlala.
I had to get close to Matlala and identify the syndicate involved in the tender, including if any subs members. For this purpose, I had to convince Matlala that I'm close to Mchunu, and any concerns that Matlala had regarding South African Police Service tender could be addressed with the minister. These investigations are still going.
Your job was to investigate and identify the syndicate involved in the tender. Have you been able to identify members of that syndicate?
Yes, the investigation is ongoing. I cannot confirm that indeed I have a solid members that I have identified.
Well, Mohotsi, who is alleged to be an associate of suspended Police Minister Senzo Mqunu, says he physically met with Matlala in December last year. It was a day after the Political Killings Task Team instituted a search and seizure at Matlala's house.
The meeting was very, very important because, commissioners, it is Matlala who told me that these people are very ungrateful. He further spoke about General Bekitele and General Masemola, saying that, you know, these people expect me, like Masemola, he expects 25 million rand from me, and I have already given him 5 million rand. He also spoke about Bekitele that he has given him 2 million rand, and he wanted 10 million, which means the 8 million rand was outstanding. One of the important things he said was that Jen Masemola and Gele, they are having a plan, a comeback strategy for General Bekitele to come back. They really, really want to get rid of General Sibiya.
He's also told the commission that Sibiya did not mention at the ad hoc committee that he was an agent to protect him. Well, police are investigating the death of a schoolboy who was struck by a car near Conubia in the north of Durban. Emergency teams were called to the R102 earlier today. Reaction Unit South Africa's Prem Balram says medics found the 14-year-old child with severe head and chest injuries.
It was established that the child was crossing the road when he was struck by the motor vehicle. He was declared deceased on scene. His identity was established and the child is from a local primary school.
And if you feel a deep bond with a mega music or movie star or even a chatbot, even though you've never met them, then your behavior is described as parasocial. The adjective is the Cambridge Dictionary's word of 2025. Lexicographers picked it in a year they say has been marked by interest in the one-sided parasocial relationships that people form with celebrities, influencers, and AI chatbots. The term dates back to 1956 when two University of Chicago sociologists noted TV viewers developing parasocial relationships with TV personalities who they viewed in the same way as close family and friends. The top story this hour, Northwest businessman Brown Mohotsi says Vusi Kat Matlala claimed he paid money to National Police Commissioner Fanima Semola and former Police Minister Becky Gele. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.